האמת. בפאפה, באום. אוקיי. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, you know, Papa Alphonse. So he.
I did not present him.
Why? Because he's one of you.
So present. Papa Alphonse, yes, I'm one of that way.
Yes.
He's one of you, just
like. Excuse me. Papa Alphonse, la. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 I'm excited to be here. When I came here, you know, we came here for almost about four times. I'm sure a number of you, well, those of you who may have been born by that time, we are still small babies. The only person that I remember I met that time is Papa Joseph.
You know,
I'm just happy to see him. See steadfastness. That is what God wants. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, and he's kicking. I know he has children and grandchildren like us. And I'm sure that his grandchildren may be more than our own. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Well, the time we came, we never met so many young people like.
La fois passée dans Toyaki, on n'avait pas rencontré ma jeune et belle boy net lelo.
Rachidike was telling me, say, you're going to see fire.
Amen.
And when we came in, we really met fire.
Et déjà, à ce qu'ingai que tu kotika moto pe to kokuta na ngo et puis tant on aye, ça sentir moto.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, the scripture says that young people, you are strong.
Ma komamelo bi bino bilenge boza makasi. Amen.
Amen.
Je vous écris jeune parce que vous êtes fort.
You know, young people are really strong.
Les jeunes gens, vous êtes fort.
When you go to a fellowship and you see young people are weak.
Quand vous arrivez, n'est-ce qu'à moko beaucoup de ba jeunes baza faible.
Then you know that the fellowship is almost going dead.
Et c'est à ce moment-là que vous comprendre que l'église est à Kokufa.
Because it's young people that will put fire in the fellowship.
Parce que bilengende batia ka moto na église.
And encourage the older ones.
Pe bangonde ba encourage ka ba jeune et mikolo.
Praise God. So, well, we have come here to encourage you.
Toye awa pona ku encourager bino.
And I want to read from want us to read from Galatians chapter 6. From verse 7. That is the word God dropped in my heart for you.
And
my desire, the burden in my heart, is that these few days we are going to be together will not just be a common the common conference we used to have. And then after it, we feel good. We had a conference. I learned you used to have conferences every year. But last year I didn't have. And this year when Brachioke said we are coming, you were excited. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And we are happy that within a short time of getting the information, you were ready to receive us. You know, the Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So I pray that this our gathering will not just be a normal gathering.
Yangolo sabo nanga ezaliete réunion auto zali nango lelo ezalate lolenge to mesana kosala yango.
That we will meet with God who promises that when two or three gather together, he'll be there in their midst.
Tikaite tokutana na Nzambe oyo alakaki ete esika mibale misato bakosangana na kombo na ngai na kozala wana.
Because anything short of that is religion.
Po ete nyonso tu oyeza libanda ya oyo ekomi likambo ya religion.
If we gather together and we don't meet Jesus,
soki tosangani pe tokutani na Yesu te,
His word doesn't excite our hearts. His word doesn't encourage us to love and to good works. Then, brethren, it's just religion. It's just like a social gathering. Brethren, we are not here for social gathering. We are here to meet God. We are here to fellowship with one another. I'm sure as we share fellowship together, you'll be able to understand, or rather better understand, that there's something that's spiritual that is happening amongst us which we can't see. Remember the scripture says, talking about the Spirit of God, you see the influence, but we don't know where it's coming from. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says that God is a spirit. God is a spirit. They say, French language said, anything that is a spirit is not existing. That is a wrong translation. Because these objects, things you can hold, are made from things not seen. Praise God.
Amen.
All these things we can touch, they're all temporary. But the things that are permanent are the things we can touch. Praise the name of the Lord. And those things are the things that are eternal. And those are the things that we should look for as Christians. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we are physical human beings.
C'est vrai que tous allez être humain.
But the scripture encourages us not to set our minds on the things on earth. That we should set our minds, our affection on things above. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because these things we are seeing are temporal things. Even the life that we have, physical life, is all temporal. The only thing that is eternal, the only thing that has value, are the things that we don't see. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible encourages us to invest and store our riches in heaven, not on earth. Because on this earth, rust and moth eat up everything. But in heaven, it's stored there permanent. Our brother is a banker. You know, you want to save your money in the bank. Bank can crash. Banks can crash. In Nigeria,
Na Nigeria.
There were a time there were banks, many banks being opened. People were putting money into the banks.
Na Nigeria, zaki na banki bele fumona ki matu abandi kocha bambongo.
Suddenly, you hear that this bank has crashed.
Epi mukia mukio kabuyo banki wane kui.
People run and draw their money.
Batu bakini bank baje woretire bambongo.
You go there to draw your money.
Yo, okay, boys bambongo na yo.
Maybe you have 1 million. What do you use here? Franc.
Franc.
You 1 million franc.
Oko kende boy, par exemple, bino ah okay, kozo 1 million de franc na yo tika kina na bank.
Sorry, what we can give you is 20 francs.
Baby, si yo no banki.
The man who has 2 million francs, they give him 40 francs. People fainted, people collapsed and died. Praise the name of the Lord. So the things of God are eternal. Praise the name of the Lord. The things that you see are temporal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I hope I'm making sense.
Na, j'espère que vous comprendre, Ngai.
Am I exciting your heart? Am I encouraging you?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. What you have eternal life in you. You cannot compare it with any other thing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus redeemed you. Set you, it says, delivered you from the kingdom of darkness. And placed you in the kingdom of light. You know, at times we think that born again is cheap. Brethren, it is not cheap. Remember, the Bible says that there is great joy in heaven when one soul is saved.
Et bon Bible s'est rappelé et Bible l'obéit. Il y a de la joie dans le ciel quand une âme est sauvée.
Can you imagine why should heaven rejoice?
Est-ce que vous imaginez pourquoi est-ce qu'il y a la joie dans le ciel?
When one person gives his life to God.
Juste quand une seule personne donne sa vie à Christ.
Because there is warfare that went on.
Parce que pour être muta comme si kawana il y a eu une bataille.
There is a kingdom of darkness. And there's the kingdom of light. There's always a fight between the two. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For a soul to be saved,
there
is warfare that went on in the spirit. Remember, Jesus went down to Hades, hell.
Rappelez-vous, Jésus est allé en enfer
and set people free.
Pour aller libérer les gens.
That was when he died.
Ça c'est quand il était
because of his blood.
À cause de son sang.
So to save you, to get you to be born again, there was a warfare that went on.
Alors,
but Jesus won.
Et que la bonne nouvelle est que Jésus avait.
And then you were delivered.
Et c'est le jour où on a été délivré.
When you say deliverance,
tant que toujours la délivrance,
it's not that oh okay you've been delivered, just walk out. There was a fight that went on in the spirit, and you were snatched from the devil.
Et nous on a été repêché.
And then you were put in the kingdom of light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is why you should not joke with your salvation. Don't joke with it. The devil is trying every way to take it away from you. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the blood of Jesus is upon your life, the devil cannot kill you. His trick has not changed. His tricks.
Il peut changer de méthode.
He knows he cannot kill you.
Mais il sait qu'il ne peut pas te tuer.
But what he will want to do is to make you disobey God, rebel against God.
Mais la seule chose que le diable veut, c'est que a poussé yo au désobéir et pas en
Dieu. And if you rebel against God,
parce que ayez bien été ce qu'on s'est rebellé contre Dieu.
Then there's a separation between you and God.
Mukolowana séparation que quota entre yo nanza.
Between you and the fellowship you're having with God.
Séparation na yo quota entre yo na relation na yo nanza.
And then a door will be opened for the devil.
Et en ce moment porte qu'au fond ma porte.
He comes into your life.
A quota na vie na yo.
And he messes up the life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So that's why we need to be careful. Now you ask me, where is this in the scripture? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus was revealed after baptism,
après baptême, y a Yesu, tant wazala ki révélé,
and the Holy Spirit came upon him,
molimo mosanto ya ki likolo na ye,
he said he was led into the wilderness,
Bible lomi ya kumba makina kati na
to be tempted by the devil.
Pour être tenté par le diable.
What did the devil tell him?
Qu'est-ce que le diable lui avait dit?
Bow down and worship me,
gumba melanga ipe,
and I will give you this whole kingdom. What did Jesus tell him?
Yes,
he used the scripture.
A utilisé écriture.
The scripture says that only God should be worshipped.
Écriture en Golobi, nzambe kaka nde yoko kikogumba mila.
Praise the name of the Lord. Second temptation, he told him.
Tentation mususu ya kikoya.
He said, turn this stone into bread. He told him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. You see, he was trying to get Jesus to disobey, to rebel against God's word. Remember, he tricked Adam and Eve in the garden.
Rappelez-vous,
and they rebelled. And that is what brought sin into the world. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I've diverted from what I wanted to share with
you.
But I come back, let's come back to Galatians chapter 6. I read from verse
7.
Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. Take note, whatsoever a man sows, that he will reap. Praise the name of the Lord. Sowing, you know, is a kind of investing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are so many ways we can invest spiritually. If we invest in studying the word and reading the word and giving our lives to God,
we will reap life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you plant a corn, you will reap, life will come out of it, and you will reap abundance of corn. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So if you sow in the spirit, you are going to reap spiritual things. But if you sow in the flesh, you are also going to reap in the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whatsoever a man sows, that he will reap.
Invest.
It says, for he that soweth in his flesh shall of the flesh reap what? Corruption. But he that soweth in the spirit shall of the spirit reap what? Eternal life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Then as you are sowing in the spirit, as we are sowing the spirit, leading us in fellowship, leading us in song, as we sow in the spirit, praising God and worshiping Him. Brethren, as you sow in the spirit, coming to fellowship, giving your life to God, refusing to stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful, or walk in the council of the ungodly, and your delight is in hearing the word and reading the word and obeying the word of God
is
all spiritual exercise. You will reap eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
So we are reaping eternal life tonight. Remember, I was telling you that there's something that is happening in the spirit which you don't see. Let me just tell you one of it. The Bible says that if we have fellowship with one another, communion with one another, and with him, with Jesus, who is here. Remember, he made a promise. He said, when we gather, two or three, he will be there in our midst. Okay, the Bible says when we fellowship, do have that kind of fellowship. There is something that is happening, brethren. The blood of Jesus is working automatically, cleansing you from every sin. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when you come together more and fellowship together with one another, the more you are having more of cleansing. We are becoming more like Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are hating sin more and more. What is our vision? What is your vision? Our vision is to be like Jesus, is it not? Our vision is not to attend fellowship and play piano and worship God and feel good inside. When we finish, we go out of this door and become the way we are. When we go out to the world, we become like the world people. When we come to fellowship, become Christians. No. That is religion. But brethren, when we come together and we worship God from in spirit and in truth, the blood of Jesus comes and it delivers us. We are being delivered every day. I'm sure many of you will agree with me that you are a better Christian than you were when you accepted Christ. It's not true. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God wants us to be changing. We changing. I don't know whether you know that song. Say, he's changing me. You know that song? There's a song that. Yes, he's changing us. We are supposed to be better. Praise the name of the Lord. If there's no change in your life since you became a Christian or since you became born again, then something is basically wrong. You are not growing. You are not growing. Because say, you were born again. A child that is born again must grow. You are born again spiritually. You are born again as a child of God. So you should be growing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When a child is born physically, the child grows, doesn't he? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, but what we're talking about is spiritual growth.
Are
you growing? If you're growing, you know. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let us not sow in the flesh. Let us sow in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 9 says, and let us not be weary, tired. Let us not be tired, weary, in well doing. Verse
9.
For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If we are not tired of sowing. Remember, I was talking about sowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let if you continue to sow in the spirit as you are doing now, you sow more in the spirit. You will grow in the spirit. And God expects us to grow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We have been coming from Nigeria to come and share our lives with you. We are praying and hoping and expecting that there will be a time brethren will grow in this fellowship, grow so much in this fellowship, the gifts of God in this fellowship will grow and mature, that brethren from this place will go to Goma to minister to Goma, go to Kisangani, go to the different parts, come to Nigeria to come and minister to us. Brethren, you know, we are in the last days. And the scripture says that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the earth, and then the end will come. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'm just challenging you, I'm just encouraging you. You need to grow. What God has called us to is not just to, well, sing and worship and that is it. We don't. But God has called us to grow so that we can become instruments in His hand. He will use in blessing others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no difference between us.
Difference is that entre biso.
Or there will be no difference between us.
Difference ma ko zalate entre biso.
And those other, well, Christians.
Na ba chrétien wana mususu.
Who are all over.
Oye ba tondi sami partout.
Worshiping. There's no difference.
Difference ma ko zalate so ki tozo kolate. Na ba otu bazomi benga chrétien di banda kuna na biso difference is
that. The only thing that will make difference.
Elo ko ma ko ko différencier biso na bango.
If we worship God in spirit and in truth.
So ki biso toza ko kumi sanzambe na molimo pe na solo.
If when we gather, He's in our midst.
So ki biso tan tozo sangana nzambe pa zo ya kati na biso.
If when we gather, His presence is with us.
So ki biso tan tozo sangana presence na ye zo ya kati na biso.
Because Moses told God.
Pote Moïse ebisa ki nzambe.
When God said He will not go with them because
nzambe ebisi bango na kokende na bino elongo.
They were stiff-necked people.
Pote bazala ki batetu.
Moses said, if you don't go with us, don't send us to go. Because how will the people of the world know that we are your people? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The only difference between us,
la seule différence entre biso,
or rather the only difference we can make between us and the people outside, the Christians, if in our lives we are able to attract the presence of God, if we are a peculiar people, when you say sanctified, that's separated for God. In our way of life, in our way of thinking, in our way of doing things. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are being encouraged tonight that we should not be tired in doing good. Brethren, because the days are evil. There is so much wickedness all around. And at times we find out that it's true. Some at times when we get into their presence, they are able to influence us. At times Bible says we are lights of the world. And we go out there, darkness. Can darkness overcome light?
Est-ce que ténèbres peuvent colonger lumière?
I want an answer. Can darkness?
Est-ce que mon lit peut colonger la pole?
Hallelujah. If I open their darkness, if I open this door now, will you see the shadow of darkness inside here?
Est-ce que ceux qui t'ont fermé les portes oyo ombre ya molili ekokota na kati?
I want an answer. So what will happen if I open this door now? What will happen? Light will go out and darkness will run away. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You are the light of the world. So when you appear in a situation of darkness, those of us who are in school or in our workplace or in the midst of our friends, and you can see darkness all around, the things they do, the things they are saying, your appearance as light, will you stop them from talking? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is the light, action of light. Or when you come, you just hide. When you're talking about Jesus, so Jesus is this, you keep quiet.
You hide
your identity. Or when you appear, what testimony do you have? People see brother A, say this brother is a Christian. When you appear as a light, somebody wants to do evil, he sees you coming, he runs away, he stops what he's doing. Praise the name of the Lord. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its savor, it's good for nothing. What is the difference between salt and white sand? It's just the taste. If the salt loses its savor, it's just like a white sand. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Many of God's children have become pillars of salt,
bana,
like Lot's wife. Pray that God will help us to truly be salt that would savor our environment and be light that will enlighten our environment. So brethren, don't be weary in doing well. Don't be weary in doing good. In verse 10 it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men.
So kitos na verset 10 malobi. So kitos ali na opportunité, tika ete to sala malamu epai na moto nyoso.
Especially unto the household of God.
Et surtout mingi mingi epai na libota na Nzambe.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to end with just one parable.
Na lingina suki sana li sese moko.
That Jesus told.
Oh Yesu.
The disciples.
Aibisaki ba disciples na ye.
You remember after. You know, this parable came after he told them about the virgins. Hallelujah. He told them the parable about the talents.
Apesa ki bango parable e mususu o etali ba talent.
Told them about the wise and the foolish virgins. All of them slept. But at midnight. You know, we are in the midnight hour at this time. The things that are happening in your country, the things that are happening in Nigeria, in our country, the things that are happening all over the world, confusion and you know, we are in the midnight. And a lot of things is going to happen at the midnight. And here Jesus said, at midnight the trumpet was sounded. the wise and the foolish virgins were all sleeping.
Na ba vierge ya mayele na o ya ba o bazanga ki mayele bango nyoso balala.
I'm sure you know the story about the wise and foolish
virgins.
You
really historical.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's a very, I'm sure there has been a lot of messages on it.
Yeah, je suis sûr que ma message est beaucoup moins belle concernant histoire.
All of them woke up.
Bango nyoso balamuka ki.
The wise virgin had oil in their vessel.
Their
vessel, the vessel is our soul. Oil in my vessel is that character that I have been able to overcome. Oil in my spirit is the, well, the spirit of God, the word of God I have in my spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So one had on here in all had on here in their lamps. But the wise had extra oil in their vessel. The foolish had oil in their lamps. But they didn't have oil in their vessel. So they have not overcome in their character. When the trumpet came, they all woke up. The wise entered. Well, before, their lamps were going off. The wise had extra oil. They poured the extra oil, put their lamps on, and they entered. The foolish came. Their lamp went off. They had to go and buy oil for themselves. By the time they came back, the door was shut. Now, from verse 13, of Matthew 25.
Yeah, Matthew chapter 25.
Jesus told them, say, watch therefore.
Matthew 25:13.
Watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man will come.
Bokengela. Pwete boyebite mokolo pengonga oyo mona na muta kokoma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he told them this parable, which is of interest to me tonight. From verse 14,
he
said, the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
Alors bibo konjina nzambe ezali lokola moto oyo akendaki mobembo ya mosika abengi basali na ye pe apesi bango biloko na ye.
To one, he gave 5 talents. To another, he gave 2 talents. And to another, he gave 1 talent. And he gave to every man according to his several abilities. And straight away took his journey. Praise the name of the Lord. Every one of us here, you have a talent. You have a gift from God. If you are a member of the body of Christ, and the body and the different parts, each part has a duty. The hand is moving. The mouth is talking. The eye is seeing. The ears hear. The legs move. Now, these are the parts that we see. But brethren, there are parts we don't see. Do you see your heart? Do you see your kidney? Do you see your liver? These parts you don't even see. They have a more important assignment. More important responsibility. Cut off the hand. You've seen people without hands. They survive. with the left. There are people who have accidents, one of their legs are gone. They can still move. But if your heart develops a problem and it's not working, your hand, your leg, your everything is gone. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So there are, everybody has a function. There are those who function, which you see, like you see me, I'm preaching. But in the body, there are those who have the function, maybe of prayer in the night. They have the burden to pray for people. Some have the burden of ministering to people. Some have the burden of visiting somebody. Encouraging somebody. It's out of fellowship setting. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, all of us want to have a function that everybody sees. I want to prophesy. Who does not want to prophesy? So that everybody, I want to prophesy to everybody. I want to pray for everybody. When I come, I pray. I want to do miracles for you. But nobody would want to pray in the secret. Because nobody sees me. But God sees. And that function is the most important function, one of the most important functions
in the body.
Don't forget, I'm not saying that the ministries, the functions that you see are not important. They are all important. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Especially when we gather. God uses these functions, these operations, to encourage us and help us to grow up. So the talent is the gift, the function that God has given to you in the body of Christ. And he gives it to us according to our ability. Don't want to preach like I am preaching. You should not want to preach as brother, our brother is, you know, preaches. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God gives according to your own ability. The man who received the 5 talents and the man who received the 2 talents, they invested their talents. They sowed it. Remember, we were talking about sowing. They sowed it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then it says, then he who received 5 talents went and traded with it. He invested it. The same thing that the man who received 2 talents did. But the one who received 1 talent, he buried it. Hallelujah. He buried it because he felt he had only 1 talent. You know, many of us are burying our talents. And where did he bury it? He buried it in the earth. He buried it in the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when the Lord came back, the other people brought out what they were able to gain. They had something. There was a harvest. Remember, the scripture we read earlier says, whatsoever a man sows, that he will receive. The man who had five talents brought 5 talents. 2 talents brought 2 talents. The other man came and told the master, "You are a wicked master. You want to eat from where you didn't sow." Master said, "Why didn't you invest? Take my thing, put it in a bank and invest for me." So that which he had was taken away from him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So he was not even entitled to get that 1 talent. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because he never gained anything. So that one he had, he was given. He has to lose it because he never gained anything. So, brethren, the burden of the word of the Lord to you tonight. Well, you have done well. But you need to do well, better. And you can do better. Because God has given you talents. God has invested in your lives. And he expects a fruit from it. He expects something in return. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, what you bring back is not even for him. In another such parable, the person who had 10 talents, another parable like that, he was given many response, more cities. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to encourage you. Let us give ourselves to God. Let our Christian life not just be dormant. Worshipping God, coming to fellowship, listening to the messages, is all instrument that God uses to cause us to grow and increase. And God expects us to bring forth fruit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God expects our life to be enriched and expects us to become more and more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not to be Christians in just words, but Christians indeed. Not to be like the world, but to be out of the world. You say we are in the world, but not of the world. To be a light. Our light shining more brighter and brighter. We changing, you know, more and more and becoming like Jesus. That is the encouragement God is bringing to us tonight. Not necessarily in number, but in the quality of our lives. That when somebody who has not been with us walks in here, say, what's happening here? I can feel the presence of God. I can feel the peace of God. That is what God expects us. Brethren, the time is running out. We should seize this opportunity to invest. Invest that which God has given to us. So that when he appears, when he comes, we will have something to offer to him. We should look at ourselves and see if we have buried our talents.
in the earth.
You know, most at times we bury a lot of the gifts that God gives us
in the earth.
Oh, think of good, we eat good things, we eat good food. We want to live good life. Yes, God has provided, God gives it to us. But how you use it is your choice. Hallelujah. The amount of sacrifice you make for God is your choice. God doesn't force anybody. His spirit does not force you. You know, God can force us. Oh, you must worship in me. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for the families that are here, that are in the fellowship. I see the men really loving their wives. And I see the wives, you know, gentle and submitting. That is wonderful. That is good in God's sight. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And brethren, as we live and obey the word of the Lord and submit to God, we will be bringing forth fruit. And the flesh will be dying, but our spirit will be increasing. I pray that this word will bless us. The purpose is to encourage us. Encourage us not to be satisfied with just coming to fellowship and what have you.
Je veux pas tous à la satisfaire juste ton mesani kana kuya cannabis to yak église.
But to test after God.
Kasi tolu kanzambe.
To be holy as God wants me to be holy. To be a pleasure to God. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold his beauty, and to inquire in his holy temple. Brother, you know, we can be so close to God that we can feel his presence, we can feel his touch, we can know his joy. You can hear him saying to you, this is the way, walk it there. That is the place God wants us to be. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I pray that this word will just bless you. Just tear up your heart to seek God, to want him. Say, God, I want you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is just the word I have for you for tonight. And I pray that in the few days we're going to spend together, that God will bless you, and that we'll be able to stir up your heart, make up your mind, make a commitment to God to bring a sacrifice to him, that which will gladden God's heart and cause God to come down and bring his blessing. That every one of us will have something to offer to God. Thank you, Father.
Merci, Père.
Blessed be your name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Tu commences à faire des choses dans mon cas. Il y a un exemple clair.